The kind of corn that's tender enough to eat off the cob, you call that?
A fresh corn?
Okay. Do you ever hear the term roast in the ears?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, we use that.
What would that be?
Fresh corn.
You call that?
I would call that fresh corn, roasting ears.
And the outside of the ear of corn is called the?
Shuck.
And the stringy stuff?
Tassel.
And is that the on that you take off the?
No, the shuck would be what you'd peel away from the corn,
mm-hmm.
and the little hairy stuff at the end would be the tassel.
Okay. And the thing that grows at the top of the corn stalk, would you call that a tassel too?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And yellow crooked-necked vegetable?
A squash.
What do you call the white flat kind of squash?
A kushaw.
Okay. And something you make pie out of at Thanksgiving?
Pumpkin.
And
pumpkin.
What different kinds of melons are there around here?
Watermelon, mushmelon, cantaloupe.
What's the difference between mushmelon and cantaloupe?
You see, I think the difference is, I don't really know.
And a little umbrella-shaped thing that grows up in the woods or fields after it rains.
Mushrooms.
What about something similar than that that maybe you can eat?
Toad stew.
Huh?
Toad stew.
Okay, how can you tell the difference?
I can't.
And something people smoke would be?
Cigarettes.
And the big brown thing?
Cigars.
And someone offered to do you a favor. You'd say, well, I appreciate it, but I don't want to feel...
Obligated.
And if someone asks you if you're able to do something, you say, sure, right?
I'll be happy to.
If they ask if you're able to, you say, sure, right? Do it.
I can do it.
And if you weren't able to, you'd say, no,
I cannot do it.
Or, no, I
can't do it.
And they say, will you do it? You say, no, I
will not do it.
Or
I
no.
won't.
Huh?
No, I won't do it.
And someone asks you about sundown to do some work, you might say, well, I got up to work before sunup, and I, what, all I'm going to?
I've done all the work I'm going to do.
And you said there was a bad accident up the road, but there wasn't any use in calling the doctor, because the person was, what, dead by the time we got there?
Stone dead.
Okay, did you ever say done dead?
No.
And talking about the corn, if it seemed a little short, you'd say, the corn isn't as tall as it
was last year.
Or it's...
It should be.
Okay. What's another way of saying should be?
Should... Another way of saying should be?
Uh-huh. It's not as tall as it was to be, is it?
Is expected to be.
And you say, I'll dare you to go through the graveyard at night, but I'll bet you... Using the word dare, I'll bet you.
Dare not go?
Okay. Do you ever hear dasn't?
No, never heard that term.
And you tell a child, you're not doing what you...
Should do.
Or what you want to do.
Or told to do.
Do you ever say ought to do?
Yes, I have used that.
How would you say that?
You ought to do this.
And say if a child got a whipping, you'd say, I bet he did something he...
Should not have done.
Or he... Using the word ought.
Right? I never use that word like that. Oughtn't is what you want me to say, but I never have used that word.
Okay. And say if you had done something that was hard work. You'd done it all by yourself, and all the time you were working, a friend was just standing around watching you without offering to help.